Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sunday papers need a new song. I'll keep it sweet and I'll keep it strong like my love for you. Bring it back.
That was nice. 3, 2, 1.
Read all about it. Read all about it.
Look at us. Look at us.
Africa coming in from South Africa, baby, with the advent of technology. Is unbelievable. I am in a basement in South Africa in Cape Town, sitting in a guest room where yesterday they literally found a 3-inch scorpion in my nephew's underwear before he was what? About to put them on. I didn't find it there. I didn't find it there.
Are you sure we're talking about a scorpion?
It was a scorpion. I'm telling you. It looked angry.
Oh, this sounds worse. It keeps getting worse. It's like the Silence of the Lambs screen memory that Floyd would have a field day with.
Yes. It's venomous. It goes inside of you.
It's very like Australia, where when I went to Australia, I'm like, oh, you guys have yet to kill off all the things that can easily kill you very close to your cities.
Right.
Like, they still have a lot of those.
Yeah, and I think that's good. It kind of keeps you in the moment. I'm all about the cities where there's, like when
keeps
I was in Alaska.
With his underwear in the moment.
Yeah. Right. When I was in Fairbanks, Alaska a few months ago, and they were like, yeah, there was just a bear here. It's like, yeah, that's what keeps you off your phone. That's what keeps you, like, paying attention to people around you. A fucking little wildlife mixed in.
Yeah, I told you when I was in Jackson, they've tried to bring back the bears, and it's been very successful. So they're grizzly now that have come south of Yellowstone, and are in Jackson, like, you know, down by the resort. And we rented bikes once. I was there with my girls and stuff. And when we were in there, a guy comes in with his girlfriend, and they're returning rental bikes. And how was he? He's like, well, we were faster than the bear, and the whole place is like, what? And they saw a grizzly when they were biking just north of Wilson, Wyoming.
No shit.
Yeah. Terrifying, man.
Yeah, well,
even
I've
on
seen...
on a bike, it's hard to outrun a grizzly.
I've seen... we had a snake that was in... There was a... it's called...
on this trip, too?
Puff adder. There was a puff adder in the tree... next to us, and it is apparently the most lethal snake in Africa.
Wait, where was this?
We went to a game park. We went to, see this hat? The Addo Elephant Park. It's in the middle of South Africa. We slept in tents for 4 nights. Like, tents.
Whoa.
In the middle of it. Like, crazy. Saw tons it's of... Like, at one point, we saw 70 elephants... at one watering hole.
It's like a reverse zoo, except it's the animals can go visit white people in cages.
That's right. They they should have to pay. I mean, I'm a North American Irishman. I feel like that's worth $20 to an elephant.
Don't climb in that guy. Don't climb in that guy's cage, Fitzsimmons. He'll tear you apart.
He hasn't had a drink in 34 years. By the way, 35 years this week. That I haven't had a drink.
I was with you. Congratulations, man.
Except for that one night. I drank one night. One night in 35 years.
What night was that again?
Kevin Meaney's funeral. Oh, yeah. I had a few swigs of whiskey. But other than that, yeah, it was very exciting. 35 years. How was your New Year's Eve? Were you actually working?
New Year's Eve. Yes. Yeah. So I'm a wreck. And so we're gonna try this. I begged Greg to get out of this podcast taping with a 1 a.m. email last night that he didn't get till a couple of minutes before this. But I've been pulled, and it's great. I've been pulled onto the Golden Globes, and I went right. There was overlap. I did this Jeff Ross project, which was roasting the year for Netflix. Go check it out on Netflix. Really funny comedians on there. And then right into the Globes. And the Globes, I mean, there's an article in the New York Times about it, but Nikki Glaser is like one of the hardest working people I've ever seen. And so, you know, everything's reasonable and nice and great. And I'm having a really fun time, but it's an unfair schedule. It's today. The Golden Globes are today, January 5th, Sunday night, live from the Hilton in Beverly Hills. And so, yeah, it kind of destroys your holidays. So, yeah, worked New Year's and New Year's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, and then she does sets in the clubs every night. So did four sets last night, and I got to the last two because I was still coming from the Hilton. So I went to the Roosevelt and then to the store. And we're just really trying to lock it down. You know, that's her approach. That's how she did the roast. And, it's great. It's really, really thorough. And then she's going to be on Stern tomorrow, Monday, with jokes she didn't do on the Golden Globes. So that's always a good segment.
Stern, he loves her. Stern loves Nikki Glaser. Ever since she did the first roast that she was on, where she kills every roast. But I know he loves her. That's amazing. Well, that's good, man. You sound like shit. Do you have the flu?
Yeah,
what's going
sick.
On?
I don't know. No, I think it's just like, I hope it's just a head cold. Shit. But a lot of people are kind of, oh, can you see me now?
Yeah, now you're all right.
Audio's good, I'm sure. And a lot, this is like anyone listening, you know, with work projects or even family projects or like some putting together a giant reunion, any project. So there's a bunch of like sick people walking around. So, you know, you take the Sudafed, which does help a lot. And you don't sound as scary like I do right now. Like I won't sound this bad when I get to work in an hour or two. And then you just suck it up. You know, it's just, there's a finish line and it's very soon.
Right. Well, good for you. Muscle through. I had a brutal cold that I caught from Cleveland, Ohio, and I was in bed for 48 hours and then went directly.
The Cleveland steamer,
caught one right in the chest, ironically a chest cold from the Cleveland steamer. And then immediately got on a 24-hour flight to South Africa where there was no moisture in the air. And I sneezed and coughed glass out of my lungs for 24 hours. It cleared up for the first few days. It was bad. I couldn't. Do you ever get it where you can't laugh because once you start laughing, you have a coughing spasm every single time?
I haven't been there yet, but
well, I have asthma. I have really bad asthma ever since I was
a
kid.
Get that.
So anyway, so then we go into the game park, and then driving out there was like a 10-hour drive with the air conditioning blasting because it was 100 degrees out. I got to the game park. We drove 2 hours into the park. There's nothing around anywhere, and I proceed to have a full-on asthma attack for about 12 hours where I cannot breathe.
Really, and representing America.
I mean,
so weak. So weak.
That's how I felt because everybody else was putting up tents and lugging water and lighting fires. And I'm just sitting in the corner with my little inhaler, like laying on my back so I can breathe. And I was,
excuse me,
I could,
sir. Do you have Nick's vapor rub from my chest? I'm going to lay in the hammock.
Do you mind not blowing? can you put your fire out over there? It's hurting my lungs. But, you know, Aaron's brother is such a man. Like, he married a South African woman, so he's been over here for 25 years. And he's
I know him. Isn't he the director of photography?
Yeah, he does, like, you know, he started out doing nature shit where, like, he was the first guy to actually videotape a rhinoceros giving birth in the wild, like crazy shit. Wow. He was in the Amazon for like a month straight.
And, he had an animal inside his body, didn't he? Like he had some.
Yeah, he had a bat fly.
20 years ago.
A bat fly was under his skin and it birthed, which means it burst out of his skin and flew across the car.
Right.
And he's such a man. He's got like this 30-year-old Land Cruiser Defender that's like, it's like a fucking Jeep from MASH 4077. And we're driving 12 hours in it with no air conditioning. I wasn't in that car. My nephew was in that car. And it was just like, I think there's a sweet spot for the amount of people that you travel around Africa with for 3 weeks. It's not 20. I realized from this trip, 20 is the wrong number. Especially when 19 of them have severe ADD. Like everybody going in different directions. You say, all right, let's all just do this one thing. All right, let me just grab a cappuccino. Oh, look, there's the sunset. Like it's constant scrambling.
Yeah.
And there's a couple teenagers that are a little moody. I mean, it's great. I'm having a blast, but it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Herding cats. I get it.
Oh my God. But the shit we've done, it's really been, I don't know if you've been following my social media, but I've been chronicling all of it.
No, I have not even been online. It's ridiculous. I really don't know what's going on in the world. You asked, so you then told me, we're going to lower the bar on this puppy. You then told me, hey, listen, I'm out all day if you can grab stories. You had no idea I'm working like this or anything. I'm like, and I'm just trying to get out of this thing. And so I just quickly like kind of grabbed stories, but I realized all I'm doing is trying to learn about these movies that no one has seen. So, and I've been in a room. So like New Year's, I didn't even see a single frame of any of the TV or anything. And I didn't see a single football game. I like all of a sudden Sophie's like Michigan beat Alabama. I'm like, where they played today? Like,
yeah.
And then Oregon got shellacked. I one clip I saw on some, oh, maybe Rabi sent it to me. He went to Arizona State. That Arizona-Texas game, you probably haven't seen anything either, right?
I haven't seen anything for 3 weeks, no.
Oh, all right. Well, people hate when we talk about sports, but I saw a clip. It went to double overtime, and Texas won. It's being appealed because, again, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I apologize to listeners. In the 20-second clip, near the end, I guess, of one of the regulation or one of the overtimes, Arizona went to kick a field goal and a guy blocked it and then it hit the ground and bounced through the uprights. Technically, that's good.
No.
Yes. And they said it wasn't and it sent it to overtimes. Maybe there was more plays. I don't know because I know Texas is reappealing. But that's something that's going on right now.
That's insane. Yeah. I'm really missing football. I mean, this is like the height of the end of the NFL season, and I was really into it this year. It looks like the Rams might have – I think they're in the playoffs now. So they're benching Stafford. Whatever. We'll get into sports later.
Fingers crossed for the Jets, man. Are the Jets still alive? Someone tell me.
Oh, my God. No, not only that, but they're booting Aaron Rodgers apparently. He's
Thank
fired.
Thank God.
Yeah. We're going to do predictions later. We're going to go through last year's predictions, see who won. You won the year before. So we'll see who won this year. Yeah.
Did I predict I'd win this year? Number one prediction.
Do I predict I'm going to win and you won't pay me? Yes, that's my prediction.
Oh, wait. I think you owe me for a Baltimore game.
Well, look it up.
Maybe someone can write in who remembers. I think we bet 50 or 100, probably 50, right, on a Baltimore game. And I know I won. I saw it. I'm like, good.
All right.
I never heard from
you. All right. I'll pay you.
All right. We'll find it, though. We'll find it.
If I have any money left, these plane tickets, were a fortune. The trip has been a fortune. And then the rent-a-car, which is a giant van, which you drive from the wrong side of, that's a stick shift on mountain roads, and I just fucking sideswiped a post in the van, so I fucking crushed the door.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're shifting with your left hand.
Yeah.
Does it feel like somebody else is driving?
Yeah, I put nail polish on my left fingernails.
Yeah.
So let's... we need some songs, people. We're running dangerously low on theme songs, so get out your mixing boards and your banjos and your harmonicas and send us in some Sunday Paper songs. Send them into fitzdogradio@gmail.com. This week's song comes from Jeff Snyder. It's all right. Great. And
thank you, Jeff.
Editing note for whoever's editing this week is 30 seconds in, approximately. Start the song. Also, the logo from Craig Goodett. It's obviously...
Thank you, Craig.
What are those guys' names from CNN?
Oh, my God. You know, and then everyone, of course, I didn't watch it, but word spread that Whitney Cummings was quite a thing to see. She joined them and, like, roasted them, I think?
Was Carson Daly, and what's the other guy's name?
No. It's Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, I mean, yeah.
Who has fallen more in love with his giggle than anybody else has, and now he just, it's almost like Bert's laugh, Bert Kreischer. You know, he turns it on. Well, that's what Anderson Cooper's doing. And he's with Andy from Bravo.
Andy Cohen. Yeah, I guess I saw a clip that Whitney put up. I mean, here's the thing, though. Comedians, all you're trying to do is get canceled, because canceled is the new Tonight Show appearance. It's the new
didn't
way
she
to
say a lot of right wing stuff, though. Is she trying?
Oh,
to
I
be...
didn't see any of it.
One of the writers in the room, and again, you heard the whole story, that you know as much as I do. But one of the writers in the room is like, what was she trying to do? Be like Joe, like female Joe Rogan?
Oh, and really?
Yeah, and I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, well, go listen to what she said. Like, some of them weren't even jokes. I guess she was running out of time, and she just listed stuff. I think, from what I gather, and again, I did not see it, and I like Whitney, but it seemed like just provocative for the sake of being provocative.
Well, Whitney's a lot like Nikki. I think they both have really strong work ethics. They really, are really good comics who fucking bust their asses. So I want to see it, because I'm sure there was a lot of hard material. Also, a couple corrections. Chuck wrote in that we mentioned the Beastie Boys were the first white rappers to achieve Billboard success. That's certainly factual as a rap hip-hop group, but many music historians point to the first commercially successful song that included rap as 1980's Rapture by Blondie. It hit number one. I have to say that is probably the worst piece of rap. I guess that's technically true, but it's guitars anyway.
Well, I mean... Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine.
Oh, there like, you go. You know,
yeah, but of course I wouldn't put that. And she wasn't trying to be, for lack of a better word, because I don't think the phrase, but hip hop. You know what I mean? She wasn't trying to be rap like.
No, I think she was. I think Debbie Harry was around in the heyday of rap in New York.
I mean, as her identity. Like, as her identity, she wasn't then... Like, Rapture was... And then the next song was Parallel Lines in their concert.
Right.
Where the Beastie Boys were trying to be what they were seeing all around them in that movement.
Right.
But by the way, if you're going to count Rapture, and I'm sure some listeners are way ahead of me here, Joe Strummer and The Clash became obsessed with the Bronx in 19... It was probably 79 or 70. And then they came over and they, in their Bonds department stores concerts, which were everyone, De Niro, Scorsese. I mean, The Clash were the hottest band in the world, really, or in that who's who world. They hired Grandmaster Flash to be their warm up. And then they did This Is Radio Clash, which
this
is more
is
rap.
Radio
rap.
Clash?
Yeah. Which is more rap than. And I'm not saying they nailed it by any stretch. but they were obsessed with rap and what was happening.
Yeah. All right. Rich from Down Under says that Mike keeps saying smack my bitch up guy for Dilbert's boss. He means Firestarter. And that dude is dead, by the way. LOL. I don't know what that means.
I think he meant RIP, but okay, LOL. Thank you, Rich. All right. I like saying smack my bitch up, even when I'm not referring to the song. But yeah, it's Firestarter, I guess, is where that lyric is, right?
I have no idea.
All right, I'm going to look it up while you keep going.
All right, there we go. And we're off. We're off to Mike's head down during the podcast.
Yeah, well, they're listening, man. Shush.
And then David Miller said, Mike said pears aren't a craved fruit. Do you remember saying that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Okay. I've never craved a pear. I'm not denying they're good. And kind of like an apple, when you have it, you're like, you know what? I should have craved this, but I didn't.
I love a nice pear. I saw a bunch of good pears on the beach this weekend. I watched Election and Godfather 2 this year, and they both had moments praising pears. You did defend the pear, though, saying, quote, when pears are in season and ripe, there is no fruit experience. It's like candy. Okay, well, listen. The other thing that you'll see in – the other fruit that you'll famously see in the Godfather is the orange, which – was a symbol of death, because when Marlon Brando has the heart attack in the garden when he's playing with his grandson, he's got an orange slice in his mouth. And then when he's shot in Little Italy, he's at a fruit stand and he's putting oranges into a brown bag. So when The Sopranos ended, the final episode of The Sopranos, there was a whole question about whether or not Tony was shot and killed in the final episode. And one of the things people pointed to was that he had an orange in his hand at the table in The Sopranos. And they thought maybe that was a symbol.
In the final scene?
I believe so.
He had an orange in a diner?
Look, don't start calling me on shit now. I'm on a roll.
All right, good. I like it. No, symbolism, man. Symbolism.
All right. Finally,
you should hold an orange during this, just with all your facts dying all around you.
Now, I'm telling you, there was an orange in the final scene of The Sopranos.
You know, that theory.
Yeah.
There's definitive, I shouldn't say definitive, close to definitive evidence, you know, like with the big theory of what happened, was he killed? And then some guy, man, some nerd really broke it down. And the way in was how Catholic, obviously, the show is, and David Chase, the creator. And then you hear behind the scenes what they did with the diner. Like, there's a big mural, and he changed that to the Last Supper, I think. And then the bells ringing on the door absolutely correlated with the bells of a, and I don't know the right term here, but like basically a funeral service in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Remember the bell kept ringing every time the diner door opened. So anyway, he a dead. He gone.
Right here on Reddit, I'm sure this has been talked about before, but the fact that Tony eats an orange in the last episode is like David Chase's way of smacking us in the face that Tony does end up getting whacked. It's an obvious Godfather reference. There we go.
Yeah.
So your corrections. It was on Reddit, so I know it's true.
I bet they thought it was so obvious. I mean, think about it. Like, because, you know, you overthink things like crazy in an edit bay, like when you're trying to tell a story, you know, and same with comedy. Like, oh, my God, they're going to see this joke coming. You know, like you overthink it, but obviously they don't. But your head is so in it. Imagine them in the edit bay like, OK, this guy all of a sudden is eating fruit.
Yeah.
Like they must have been like, everyone's going to pause the TV and be like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We also got a message from, this is from Jane, our friend Jane. She pointed out, a number of people pointed out that the caption contest cartoon was not in the YouTube feed last week. The editor didn't see it, or I didn't send it, one or the other, and it did not end up in. Our apologies. Hopefully our description of it was enough. We did not get a ton of submissions this week. It's probably because of that. We got some good ones.
Correlation.
Yeah. Tour dates coming up. I will be back in town January 17th and 18th in Janesville, Wisconsin at the Comedy Cabin. Then in Nyack, New York at Levity Live January 23rd and 24th. Raleigh Improv January 25th and 26th. And the Milwaukee Improv January 31st through February 2nd. Also coming to Fontana, California, Atlanta, Hamilton, Ontario, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Boston, Tampa, La Jolla. Go to fitzdog.com. Come out and see some live comedy this winter with me.
Oh, go do it. New year.
All right. Should we do it? You got something to crinkle?
I don't. I mean, toilet paper doesn't, which I'm blowing my nose with, doesn't make noise. Well, it makes noise if I let it sit a while after
I use
it.
I have nothing down here.
All right. I have something. You ready?
Yeah.
I have hotel slippers that are wrapped in plastic, but listen to this. Oh.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear it. It's so strong.
Can we break that down for a second? You have hotel slippers wrapped in plastic?
They're free, man. They're free. I leave the hotel with all the free stuff. I was going to put this under the tree for the kids. I forgot it was in here.
I'm so embarrassed for you right now.
I doubt it.
You steal slippers from hotels?
No, you don't steal free things. Oh, my girls are, by the way, my girls are so trained. We went away right before Christmas with my dad who came out here, and we went to this nice place. And then before we were leaving, you know, we had four rooms. My girls are like, whoa, give me your key, Grandpa, and give me your key. And they go out, and they come out with all, they had really nice, there's a shampoo and body wash, Lalabo. Anyway, some people listening will know. It's expensive. And so they come out, and in their arms are all the Nespresso coffee pods.
No.
And the shampoos and conditioners. I'm like, oh, I did something. I can die now. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, as long as they don't get into comedy, you'll have done a good job.
And that's technically not stealing any of that.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Our predictions.
Friends,
this is our episode. We've done it once a year since the podcast has started. I think this is our sixth year? Fifth year?
No, you used to have me on before we had a podcast to do this.
All right, but technically, the Sunday Papers podcast began.
I think we're coming up on our fifth anniversary.
Fifth anniversary is coming up.
I think
next month or the month after that. So we're going to have to do some kind of celebration for that.
We talked about this, and I bet someone sent you what year it is.
If somebody could send us what date our first podcast came out, we'd appreciate it. And then we will send
Please
you.
Please do all our work.
I think we're going to make hats for the fifth.
That was my suggestion.
Yeah.
Please do all the work for us.
Yes,
Find out if Greg owes me money and find out what year. What year is it?
And then if somebody could make the hats and ship them, that would be even better.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to our predictions. Last year, 2024, we summed up the 2023 predictions and you beat me. And I owed you quite a bit of money, which I paid you.
I won't even remember. Have you looked up the real answers of what happened in 2024?
Yes, of course I did. Here's the thing that I hope that our listeners appreciate. You have a violent head cold and you've just gone, you've now worked about 20 weeks. You're doing 14-hour days, 7 days a week. I'm in Africa. I'm in a fucking safari tent researching whether or not we predicted the fucking Ben Affleck won the Oscar last year.
You have your hand on boys' underwear. You got you're busy.
Oh Jesus! And we don't even have any ads this week, so this episode is costing us money because we're paying an editor and not getting paid.
It feels like it, yeah.
So anyway, all right, let's start with the top. First pick for last year was the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And you chose the 49ers. I chose Baltimore, and the winner was Kansas City. But they beat the 49ers 25-22.
Yeah, and by the way,
so you were 3 points from being the winner of the Super Bowl choice.
With holding. They beat them holding. Even I'm not a sports guy, but golly, man. go back and look at the clips. Really, really the 49ers won that Super Bowl, and everyone knows it.
It's true. Dennis Gubbins definitely knows it. He was he was clinically depressed
Such
3 weeks after that. Yeah.
No calls on the most crazy holds ever.
Yeah. All right, so for next year, so nobody gets a point. Next year, or this year, the odds, I put up the odds right in front of you. So why don't you pick who you think is going to win the Super Bowl 2025?
Yeah, I'm not good at odds. So you're saying the Kansas City Chiefs are the most favored?
Yes, at plus 350. Detroit Lions are plus 425. Eagles are plus 650. Buffalo and Baltimore also all plus 650. And the Vikings are plus 800. I like that bet. Fucking Vikings
for money,
are good.
For money, right, for money. All right, but so you're giving me first pick because I think we're going to pick the same team.
Go ahead, pick.
Detroit.
That's who I was going to pick also.
I told you. Who? Yep. What? I mean, come on, what a story. They're the most likable team.
Never won a Super Bowl. They got St. Brown, who's insane. They got our old quarterback.
I also think Jared Goff. So here, as you know, I can't pick the other two in the top three. I don't like Kansas City at all, and I hate the Eagles fans. And so, but I love the Buffalo Bills. This is from a Jets fan.
Love the Buffalo Bills also.
And I love Detroit.
All right, well, since we both want Detroit, why don't we each pick our second pick?
Buffalo.
I'm going to take Kansas City.
Oh, you
even
should
though
take Ravens.
Mahomes has a bad ankle, which makes me hesitate, but I see them three-peating. Didn't they win the last two?
How about we take two as a backup or something? I take, in case none of our teams make it, I take the Ravens as my second pick.
All right, so Mike takes...
You're going to take the Vikings, right?
Mike, yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings. Mike takes the Ravens and Detroit.
I take all of them.
Oh, no, we can't pick Detroit. You picked the Ravens.
No, I took Detroit.
And the Bills. No, we're both taking Detroit, so I said nobody gets Detroit.
Sorry,
so you're going to get the Ravens and Buffalo. And I'm going to take...
Not in that order. Buffalo, Ravens.
No, it doesn't matter. It's whoever wins. And Greg takes Kansas City... and Minnesota. All right. And then let's get down to, we said, will we get COVID? I said, I will not get COVID. Mike said, Greg is definitely getting COVID. Well, guess what? After 4 years of COVID, 5 years of COVID, I never got it. Still have not gotten COVID.
That means you got it.
So that puts me at plus one. Do you want to bet on next year whether I'll get COVID?
Is COVID still a thing? Don't we have don't we have bird flu to worry about?
All right, stock market. We both predicted it would go up. It, in fact, this kills me. The S&P 500, it went up 23 percentage points in 2024. You would not know it looking at my stock portfolio, where I pay a financial planner 1% of all of my money every year to invest my money. He's nowhere near 23%. If you're a young person and you're investing money, fuck financial planners. Take your money, put it in four weighted index funds. Very simple.
What's
go to
his
Vanguard.
Name? Vogel?
Yep. Yeah. They all say it. Just all the experts say the same thing.
They have a formula. They have a formula of which index funds to buy.
Yep.
There's foreign, there's domestic, there's growth, there's value. Anyway. They also do the stats on what 1%, because Greg's guy and my guy talk about incentive. They make 1% either way it goes.
Right.
Doesn't matter. And so they add up how much 1% means over a 20-year period. It's astounding.
Yeah.
Because it's compounding 1%.
Next year, what are you saying, up or down?
I'm going to say down.
Okay. I'm going to say... Well, I think that Trump is going to lower interest rates, which is going to juice the market, and it will go up, but then it will crash because the tariffs are going to cause inflation. So I'm going to say down as well.
That's a long way to say down.
Bitcoin, we both said up. It was up 150%. Going back to my financial planner, told me not to get into Bitcoin. 5 years ago when I was going to put $10,000 into Bitcoin.
I got into it. I bought one of those little tickers that mirrors it or whatever you call that.
Nice.
ETF. I got an ETF. I got a Bitcoin ETF.
All right.
Did very well.
What's your pick for next year? It did not overtake my losses.
Huh?
What do you pick for next year? Up or down?
I think it still has some legs before people realize it's nothing.
All right. I'm going to say down. You're going to say up. Okay. We predicted whether or not there would be an earth.
It's down a little, right, lately? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, the magic number was $100 or $100,000, which I know it was near that at the end of the year. What's it at right now?
Right now it's at 97, high 97,000.
Then it's down a little bit because it did hit 100.
Okay.
All right. Earthquake 5.0. I said yes. You said no, which is historic because you have been the earthquake foreseer for as long as I've known you. Every year you say there's going to be an earthquake. This year you said no. And guess what? There was a 7.3
in Northern California. No, we're talking about, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about a disruptive earthquake here in L.A. It's why I haven't bought one of the reasons I haven't bought a place yet. And I want, like, you know, it has to be on par or bigger than 94. I think 94, Northridge.
All right, so you're saying earthquake.
It doesn't have to be as big as Northridge. The 10 freeway doesn't have to collapse and be out of commission for 6 months or whatever. But it has to alter people's lives here, like really inconvenience, cause the real estate market to dip, freak people out. Hopefully not as bad as the boss, Bruce Springsteen, got freaked out when he moved back to Jersey after 94 with PTSD and had to see a therapist. The boss sounds more like the receptionist.
All right, so I'm going to give you that one, and we are back to even. The death pool. Who will die this year? We each picked three people. And
wait, what do you mean we're even? There was no... I know, I get that.
No, but I was up one from
me not getting COVID. I didn't know you gave it to me. I didn't know you gave it to me. Okay, I'm not listening.
All right, so now who will die this year? I predicted Jimmy Carter, Pope Francis, and Ethel Kennedy. Ethel and Jimmy are gone, and that happened at the finish line, by the way. Jimmy Carter died on December 28th.
Wow.
So he saved my ass. Thank you, Jimmy. And you predicted Jimmy Carter, Kris Kristofferson, and Dick Van Dyke. You were also 2 for 3. So for next year. All right, so we're still at even. For next year, we need to both pick three people. I took the liberty of picking the top eight people from the celebrity death pool and listing them for you to choose from. I think we should both have to pick. One of our three did not die last year, so we each have to start with that. So you have Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, who's still goddamn dancing his ass off.
And then you got to pick two more from that list up there.
I might throw in a wild card, but I'm going to save that till the end.
All right, who's your other two picks?
Noam Chomsky's on there. Clint Eastwood. Imelda Marcos is still alive.
I know, shocking.
Are you sure Gene Hackman's alive? I'm going to pick Gene Hackman.
Okay.
Let's look up if Gene Hackman's alive.
All right. While you look it up, I'm going to say Clint Eastwood. Nah, he's going to live forever. I'm going to say Robert Wagner.
He might stay alive. He keeps pushing girlfriends off boats. That keeps you young.
And I'm going to
say Hackman, 94.
And I'm going to say Noam Chomsky.
I'm going to add one. It's wild. Elton John.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he said he has no body parts left.
I have a little inside information. We can put him just as a news. You don't have to, because I have inside information. And it's probably not good inside information, but I'm going to see him tomorrow, and I'm going to have him read the menu of food items, and it'll be better than his writing partner could do. But we can't like write anything for him. Also, I think his sight might be back a little, but he was kind of blind for a little while, and he has to be preset because he can't do stairs.
Wow.
And,
all right, so
he's kind of hurting. Obviously, I just described that, but maybe even hurting more than that.
So that's nice of you to pick him to die after you're just getting to know him.
I have not met him, and I probably won't meet him, but I'm just saying I'll see him tomorrow.
All right, so you're picking Dick Van Dyke, Gene Hackman, and Elton John. I'm picking the Pope, Robert Wagner, and Noam Chomsky.
Wait a minute. No. Elton John's not on that list. Elton John, remember, doesn't count. That's a wild card.
All right,
from the list,
I'm taking him off.
From the
pick
list,
another one.
Well, no, put it down below. I want to get credit. That'll feel nice.
No, it
that'll
doesn't have
nice
to be on the list. You can pick Elton John. I just put those as little helpers for you.
I will go with Wagner was good. Greenspan.
All right, Greenspan.
Are you sure Greenspan's alive?
Oscar picks last year for best film. I said Oppenheimer. You said Killers of the Flower Moon. I, in fact, won. So that's plus one. Best actor, you picked Paul Giamatti. I picked Bradley Cooper. It was, in fact, Cillian Murphy. We both lost, but that puts me plus one for the competition right now.
Okay. I'm just trusting your scorekeeping.
Well, there's 150,000 people.
I can't believe they didn't give it to Killers of the Flower Moon.
I know. That was pretty shocking. And then this year, you are way... way more informed about this, having written on the Golden Globes. I have not seen one single movie that is nominated for an Oscar this
no,
year.
No, by the way, nobody has. Here's more inside information. We have decided, kind of, you can't even talk about the movies because you have to educate people
right
in the setup. Like when Tina and Amy hosted and Gervais, there was Scorsese with his giant movie, you know, The Irishman even, or whatever. There's Spielberg. Nothing. I don't think I've heard of a single director that's in the room tomorrow.
Well, listen, should we just skip this then? I mean, because we're
nope.
just throwing darts.
Nope.
Oh, because
nope.
you know more than I do. All right.
Yep.
Best Picture.
Yep.
Who do you pick for Best Picture?
Do you have a list?
Yeah, it's right there in the script.
Oh, sorry.
All We Imagine Is Light, Anora, The
Wait,
Brutalist.
Just so you know, I'm working on the Golden Globes. I've never heard of All We Imagine Is Light.
Okay. I heard Anora is outstanding. It's also
it
about
sucks.
Human trafficking. You saw it?
I saw it in a theater in Nashville because I heard it was going to win Best Movie. Great, and people are probably hating me for saying this. Obviously great performances. But it was a writer, director, editor who had no self-discipline. It's one of those movies where you're like, dude, give me 4 hours in an edit bay. I will lose 35 minutes that you won't even notice, you idiot.
All right, so I'm picking Anora just to piss you off.
I like that.
What are you going
to pick? I'm going to pick The Brutalist.
The Brutalist. I bet you Wicked wins. Because Hollywood is so stupid. Director.
I'll hold space for that.
The director of Emilia Perez. The director of Anora. The director of Conclave. The director of Wicked. Or the director of The Brutalist.
I guess Wicked.
Oh, John M. Chu. All right. Mike is saying... John M. Chu. I am going to say Sean Baker, who is Anora.
That undisciplined motherfucker.
Okay, just to be in your face. Best actor, Adrian Brody, Timothy Chalamet, Coleman Domingo, Ralph Fiennes, or Hugh Grant.
We have a great Adrian names. Brody joke. It's only one line. I'm not going to spoil it because it's tonight. But we have a really funny. I didn't write it, man.
Wait, you can. Oh, it hasn't aired yet. You can't say it.
It makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. It's one of those jokes. Keep in mind, you get exhausted by it because you keep hearing. I mean, the amount of sets. It's in the New York Times. The amount of sets that I've seen Nikki do. And then in the writer's room, you know what it's like to have that. And it still makes me laugh every time I hear it. It's just one sentence.
All right.
You go first.
I'm going to pick Timothy Chalamet because...
For his impression?
People are raving. Hollywood loves Timothy Chalamet right now.
Oh, I wrote, a really funny joke. It was in and we loved it, but it just doesn't do well in the clubs. Again, because no one knows it, but... It's making fun mostly of the Golden Globes. So the Golden Globes, it's kind of like the Bear, you know, is in the comedy category at both the Emmys and the Golden Globes. But Heretic is a terrifying, basically a horror story. And Hugh Grant is nominated in Best Comedy or Musical as a lead.
No way.
And yeah, he takes girls and he locks them in cages in his basement and then tortures them. So my joke was Hugh Grant is nominated, for his terrifying role, as a man who locks women up in cages in his basement. He's nominated for the Comedy Award tonight. You wonder why there's so many predators in Hollywood? We think it's hysterical.
There you go. All right. All right.
So I'm going to go Ralph Fiennes.
Okay. Ralph Fiennes. All right. And then actress, we've got Cynthia Erivo from Wicked, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, Maureen John Baptiste, Mikey Madison. That sounds like a man. And Demi Moore for The Substance.
Mikey Madison.
That's what I'm saying also.
Why? Because I told you they were really good? Yeah.
No, I mean, people are raving about her. Mikey Madison.
You're tapped in out in the wilds of Africa. You're tapped in.
All right. Oh, and by the way, 2024, I picked Emma Stone. You picked Margot Robbie. In fact, Emma Stone won. I am now up 2.
You really picked Emma Stone.
Huh. I did, in fact, pick Emma Stone. Wow. But wait a minute, you're about to stage a comeback. We predicted whether or not you will have a union writing job in 2024 and whether I would. We both very optimistically said we would. However, wow. Only one of us got a WGA job, and that was you. So I am now only up 1. And then we got to, will there be a writer's strike in 2024?
They're hiring white guys again.
We both said there will be a writer's strike, so no points there. We guessed, will there be violence following a non-Trump win? I said more violence. You said less violence. There was no violence because he won.
Right.
Then we asked... Who will win the election? I predicted Biden. You predicted Biden. And we are both wrong.
Wow.
Will Tesla...
Well, you know what? Biden's undefeated. Biden is undefeated.
You mean he's never Trump? Won?
No, he's never lost against Trump.
What do you mean?
Biden never lost against Trump. He ran against him once and he won. It doesn't affect this because.
What are you talking about? He just ran against him and lost.
He
didn't run against.
How
Jesus
soon
Christ.
You forget the color gal.
I still have jet lag. All right.
Is
well,
color?
That's true.
Did I just get canceled? Can you say like NAACP? Never
we
mind.
We said.
I was trying
to
be funny. Kamala.
Will Tesla stock be higher this year? I said no. You said yes. It was in fact up 72%. And I would like to point out that my financial advisor told me we are not buying Tesla. I told him to buy it. He said, we're not buying it. Unbelievable. So now you are
dominating this.
So wait, you were, I was plus one. Will we get union jobs? So now we are even. Okay. Now, will we drive a self-driving car?
We should be fact-checking this score, but go ahead.
Will we drive a self-driving car? Did you drive a self-driving car this year?
I have not been in one.
You've not been in one?
I have not.
Nor have I. So you said no, I said yes, so now you're plus one. All right. How many live podcasts will we do? I said one, you said one. We in fact have done zero.
Zero. Look at us. We had I got a job, man. Oppenheimer.
We predicted, okay. Will Ukraine end? Will they make a treaty or a settlement of land? I said no, you said no. We're both correct.
We didn't bet on director last year.
No, not that I have record of.
Really? With Scorsese?
Will gas be over or under $5 in California? I said under. You said under. It is under. It's $4.36 a gallon.
The expensive one is $4.99. I filled up last night.
Ghislaine. Will Ghislaine Maxwell be killed in prison? I said should be dead. You said she'd be alive. She's in fact alive. You are now plus one. Oh, no, you're plus two.
Yes, thank you. Good Lord.
Just stop acting. I got this exactly right. I should make a separate bet with you. I will bet you at the end whether or not my math is right, and that will be a double or nothing on the bet.
All right, hold on. Does that include, if I go back, that you have gotten every category we bet on?
No, it just means, have I kept the math right on what we've read?
Oh, my God. Okay, that feels good.
All right. Will Mike be engaged this year? I said no, you said no, and this is very unromantic. Yes, you are engaged.
Why isn't it romantic that I'm engaged? I did that. I forgot.
Will there be a space shuttle disaster? And I said yes. You said no. There are two astronauts dying in space as we speak.
This is like you with the earthquake. There's no disaster.
How is that not a disaster? If that was your kid, wouldn't you think it's a disaster that they're at the space station drinking their own urine?
Disaster generally implies it can't get worse. Come on.
Oh, my God. What's worse than being stuck? I would rather be dead than slowly dying while the world watches.
No, they're coming. They're coming back. And then, you know what? They got a little time out. It's great.
All right. I'll say, because they're not dead, I'll say it's not a disaster. All right. So you're now plus three. Jesus Christ. This is just like last year. I was way ahead, and then you came from behind.
Yeah, that's my move.
All right, will Palestinians return to Gaza? I said yes. You said no. In fact, it's no.
Here we go. There we go.
Jesus Christ.
Look at this.
We said, who else will be on Epstein's list this year? I said Bill Maher, Robert Kennedy, and Giuliani. You didn't guess. So there's no blood on that one.
What? I was like, why aren't we talking about Diddy? I have a bad feeling.
All right. Well, you won this year. You're plus four.
Yes.
Thank God we didn't decide on an amount of money. I say it's a dollar.
Oh, boy. Okay, sure.
No, I'll make it 50 because we probably would have bet $50.
I love it. So I think you might owe me a hundo, but we're going to find out about that Philly bet.
But it'll also be double or nothing. If my math is correct on what we just read, it's double or nothing. I'll either owe you 100 or nothing.
No, I'm not taking that. I wanted to include categories you forgot because you yourself think you might.
No, You were questioning my math as we went.
I don't now that I'm plus
you
four.
You insulted me.
Oh, all right.
No, all right. No nothing. All right, here's
double
new,
or nothing on the dollar.
New questions for 2025. All right. How many immigrants will be deported? Like, whoever's closer to the number will win. I think they said. I think they said they wanted to deport 2 million.
I thought it was like 3 million. I don't know, to tell you the truth. And also, it's hard. What about ones who voluntarily leave, but they like put
all
that
right,
in the
so
wing
we'll take
column?
That question out.
Yeah, all that's right. Too hard.
All right, will Jay-Z be indicted?
Oh shit. I mean, the smart money says no because he's so powerful. And I'm not saying he also might be innocent, but even if he's guilty, he's so powerful. So I'm going to say yes.
All right, I'm going to say no. Will inflation be higher at the end of 2025?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes as well. Will eggs be cheaper?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yes.
I'm going to say no.
All right, but hold on. We have to put in there how much eggs where, by the way.
National average.
How much do... All right, keep going. I'm going to find out how much.
Will a natural disaster bankrupt a major insurance company in 2025?
That's very specific. I have no. No.
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, well, like, what's a major insurance company?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Major.
All right, so listen, this Fox Business, you ready?
Yeah.
3 days ago. Egg prices in California reached $9 a dozen.
Yeah.
You want to put that down, $9?
No, I think we should go national average.
Okay, hold on.
Will there be a major tariff bill passed?
No.
I'm saying no as well. Will there be a Department of Education?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. Will Elon and Trump still be friends by the end of 2025?
Yeah, I think that's I don't think it'll, I mean, there's already like weird tension. I'm going to say yes, they'll still be friends on the way.
I'm saying no. I'm saying no. Okay. All right. Do you got the egg price?
I it doesn't mention national, except, you know, they've gone up. Hold on. Oh. No, it's all Chico and California. National price of eggs.
All right. This is boring. Let's move on. All right. We are now... Jesus Christ. We are an hour into this podcast. We're trying to aim
for
an
actually,
hour.
I have to actually go pretty soon.
All right, let's hit a couple stories and then we'll get out of here. Mike, look up. Look up.
All right.
Be a part of the podcast.
No, here you go. You ready? $3, it says.
National average is $3.
So national price of eggs on Google, an AI overview is the answer here. I mean, we're gonna try to find the same source next year, and it is at $3.
Okay, that's See, not
seems
expensive.
Low. Seems
not
low
expensive
for bird
all.
Flu.
All right, front page.
Oh yeah, sorry. Wait, we're doing that really? Can't we just go on to this day in history? Hold on, I
let's
did
do
get
a couple
text.
Stories.
All right, a couple stories.
All right, let's go down to Pornhub now blocked. You want to read that?
Well, I just thought this is a story for you. They're now blocked in nearly every southern U.S. state. At the start of the new year, 17 states have officially blocked Pornhub, including, hold on, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee. These states join much of the southern United States, like Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, all the rest. And you know, one of the things is they're requiring you, which you've been through, to identify yourself officially and formally to see porn. So what Pornhub decides to do is, well, then we're not going to do it in your state. So it's Pornhub is unavailable in those states.
I was in Texas, and they asked me to put my face up to the camera on my computer in order to watch pornography. And as I put my face up to the camera, I said, I have a problem. Yeah, by the way, on a side note, I will be canceling my dates in Miami, Galveston, Nashville.
Go ahead.
I can tell you right now, South Africa does not have any exclusions to pornography. I found that out today. Especially big black butts is not barred at all from your search.
Sounds like the Wi-Fi in those tents was pretty strong.
Okay. Right turn.
No,
what
I hold on. What I was going to say, you know, I'm trying to get a joke out. What I was going to say is, now it's so far away. You go, I put my face up to the camera and I realized I have a problem. And my joke was the problem you didn't see feet on the other side? All right, you fucker. Right turns are now banned at all DC intersections. I only put this in because, right, it's the right. You beat me to it. The only reason I put the story in was this joke. So you go ahead.
That's the only thing in Washington that won't be turning right in 2025.
Everything has already gone right. The lefty liberals are trying to stop it.
All right. And then we got...
there's probably better jokes than that.
Better than mine?
Religious leaders are using AI in sermons. Of course they are. To members of his synagogue, the voice that played over the speakers in this temple in Houston sounded just like Josh Fixler, the rabbi. But the audio you heard, he said a moment ago, may have sounded like my words, but they weren't. First of all, as if your words are that great. I mean, what an egomaniac. But the recording was created by what Rabbi Fixler called a rabbi bot, an AI chatbot trained on his old sermons. The chatbot created with the help of a data scientist wrote the sermon, even delivering it in an AI version of his voice. So I wonder if he made this a point in his theological, sermon that day.
I don't know, but I know they tried to do it with Catholic priests, but they kept telling the boys to bow their heads and the parents to close their eyes. So they decided
the AI
to go Jewish
just kept
instead.
Moving all the priests to different. I mean, because that's what it studied. It studied moving them all to different parishes, yeah. No matter what. Safer. Even just keep moving all of them, and then that way you'd be like, what are you talking about? We move this innocent guy. It's like, no, what about the other one? No, we move all of them, man.
Yeah, it's got to be. They must have a lot of frequent flyer miles, the Catholic Church.
I think they're in vans with no windows.
All right, now let's get down to, should we do dates?
What do you mean dates?
Should we do this day in history?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to this. Here we go. Let me crinkle these beautiful slippers. This day in history. Yeah, man. Let me open it up. Here we go. And out of the gate, what we're going to do is American musician Bruce Springsteen released his debut album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, give or take 1 year.
Greetings from Asbury Park, I'm going to guess, came out in 1978.
Oh, dude. No, Springsteen's older than people think. 73.
No.
Yeah, like he worshipped and his hero was Dylan, but he's not that much younger than Dylan.
Damn.
Yeah, I wonder how old is, we know how old Bobby is. Bobby's like 82, I think. Let's see how old, do you think Springsteen is? That's another distaste. Give or take, well, I just told you he's old. Give or take 2 years, how old do you think Springsteen is?
I'm going to say Mr. Bruce Springsteen, if that album came out in 73, is 53, I'd say he is 76. 5 years old. No, 74 years old.
He's 75.
All right.
Look at you. He just turned 75, so you're really right. Well, I mean, right. In late September. All right, so Waiting for Godot, a hugely influential and enduring play by Irish writer Samuel Beckett, was staged for the first time, this is interesting, in Paris. That's wild. Give or take 5 years, when do you think was the first time Waiting for Godot hit the stage?
1940.
1953, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It was very avant-garde.
God damn it. Is it not? Oh, good. Okay, I was going to say that. Huh. Not interesting. Nazis, you'll get that. You love Nazis. Boy, those are old. We're going to go for one more. Here we go. Oh my God, they're all birthdays. One more. I mean, I guess I could just do a fucking birthday. All right, we'll do this. American forces took control of Phnom Penh? I used to know in Cambodia.
Phnom Penh.
Phnom Penh. Wow. You know, that's one of those things. You find that as you get older, like something you just was just institutional memory. You had it.
Right.
You always knew you because you would hear it in the news. You'd hear people talk about it and it was in there. And then you then are so far away from the last time it was referred. You look at the words and you're like, I used to know how to pronounce that without thinking.
Right. I used to know so when Vietnam Bruce Springsteen's forces, first album came out.
Vietnam forces took control of Phnom Penh and were probably slaughtering it anyway, ousting the Khmer Rouge and its leader Pol Pot. Give or take 4 years, when did the Vietnam forces get rid of Pol Pot?
1971.
Dude, 79.
No.
Yes, sir.
Did you give me 8 years on that one?
No, I did not. It was less. I don't even remember. I think four.
All right.
We're wrapping it up. What do we got
now?
Let's
wrap it up. We're going to get down to merch. Obits. Don't forget the T-shirts are still for sale. If you missed them for the holiday, there will be a sale. No, there's not. Who are we kidding? We're making no money on these shirts. We're not having a fucking sale. They're beautiful.
Why'd you even bring that up?
They're high quality. Go to fitzdog.com. Find the link. Get yourself a Sunday Papers T-shirt. Some of them say Sunday Papers. Some of them say Take It Ish. You can get them in many different colors, and they will get to you within 10 days because they're actually coming from a professional manufacturer shipper.
I apologize to everyone, especially who's our guy in New York up there who's very angry that he hasn't gotten his koozie.
No, Jesus.
It's frigid. It's frigid, though. You don't need a koozie right now. I'm going to get to them. Let me get tomorrow is my last work day in the foreseeable, in the total future. Forget foreseeable. So I'll have time.
Forever.
Obituaries. Jimmy Carter died. Get this little stat. First president born in a hospital.
No.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How about that? And
damn,
I wouldn't have picked him.
That's crazy. He was born in Plains, Georgia. And I have listened to his autobiography. I'm not going to say read because I listened to it, which means I retained almost nothing. But I remember at the beginning, he was born into this family that his father was like a big racist. And he had... what do you call sharecroppers that lived on the farm, that lived in, it was like slavery. They basically
he grew up
lived
in a mostly black community.
He did. His friends were black and it was a very integrated experience, but his father was pretty racist. That's all I can say about
unbelievable.
Jimmy Carter.
Well, one thing I did read in his obit was to get elected, he lost the first time he ran for, I don't know if it was senator or a local congressman or whatever it was. Anyway, and I'm probably slaughtering this. Let's just say an election. Could have even been bigger. The next time he ran, he went for more populist views. Populist in the South at that time also included fairly racist leanings. And as soon as he got elected, he's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. It's wrong. And then he became started to become the Jimmy Carter we knew.
Wow. No, he was
and
a tough guy.
As president, he also wouldn't do political layups that you're supposed to do to survive.
Right.
And it really hurt him because he
Absolutely.
Did things he believed in.
Absolutely. Yep. I wish I could talk more on it since I listened to the book, but I can't. Let's cheer up.
Funny.
The caption for last week was a picture of an exclamation point sitting in an armchair reading a newspaper. His eyes are pretty wide open. He looks a little startled. And then there is obviously what is a woman as a question mark in high heel shoes with a feather duster looking menacingly at the exclamation point. Is that a fair description of what we're seeing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Steve said, yeah, I like BBC, big black commas. Okay. His second joke is, I know you fucked that exchange student. Umlaut.
All right, Steve. Steve on the punctuation.
Nathan Brown said, my God, Gary, can we change the subject from all this colon stuff?
Punctuation, Nathan. Nice.
We got a number of colon jokes. That was the only one I included. Alan Little said, if you really want to be technical, Daryl, we are both always on a period. That's a solid joke. I like that.
All right.
It's not laugh right. out loud funny, but it's a joke that works.
All right.
Joanne Bates Crimmins says, you want what for Christmas? A Blumpkin?
I don't know if Joanne saw the picture.
It seems more like she would be the exclamation point in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuart King says, why are you so bent out of shape?
All right, on the shape. I don't know. Wasn't an easy one like, holy shit, exclamation point. And then what, question mark.
Right.
Or WTF, WTF, exclamation point. WTF, question mark. I don't know, something. He is exclaiming something from what he read from the paper.
Right.
And then I think she's questioning it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. First time seeing it. Maybe
who
it's
you
only
like?
His line,
Who do
I
you
guess?
Like? I'm going to go.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with Alan Little. We're both always on a period.
A little period. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations,
send me
Alan Little.
And I'll
you
get
have
that
won.
Right out.
He'll get it right out.
In
you won a koozie.
March.
Next week's caption for you to write jokes about is also Jason Love, our friend, wrote this. He's a cartoonist.
Yeah,
there Jason. Is a burger place, and a cow walks in. He's wearing a trench coat. He's got a shotgun. He's peering over his shoulder at the camera, saying something as people, there are butchers, or no, cooks.
He might be thinking something, but he's looking right at us.
And there's a few cooks behind the counter. There's a couple people sitting there eating burgers. It's a burger place. What is the cow saying to the camera?
They all look like white farmers in there. He's holding the door, and he's about to enter, and he's looking at us like, yep, this is about to go down.
And now to hear from the pros, Hagar the Horrible and his wife Helga are sitting on the couch. He's snoozing. She's reading a book. There's a knock at the door. They get up. He stands up with all his weaponry, And she's about to answer the door, and she looks at him and says, "Is there anything I need to know before I answer the door? Like, did you rape somebody? Is there going to be a father of a victim on the other side of this door? Just let me know now so I, you know, can brace myself."
British parents from your last conquest, are they at this door?
Are there some redheaded Irish people on the other side of the door? They're wondering what happened to their little freckled daughter.
Did you mess up the world's gene pool again? Is that what you did?
Loretta is sitting on the couch with her feet up. Leroy is walking away. She goes, "Was that you or the floorboards creaking?"
This couple gets nasty with each other.
Leroy is at his favorite watering hole, Arthur's, talking to the bartender, and he goes, "Marriage is the only crime that requires two witnesses." There you go.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
And then Loretta and Leroy are looking out the window. Their neighbor is putting something in the trash can, and she goes, "Well, at least they aren't re-gifting our present."
All right, we're on to Dilbert. This is number 8. I sadly had to read last week's or the last one we did because I had to find this one, but we did it so long ago. I wish I didn't read it, but I did not read this one. So this is 8 out of 10, counting up. I don't know what that means. It's also by the quality impossible to tell if they're getting better or worse. But here we go. Three frames. In the first frame, do some Dilberts have a title? It says up top, cube farming. So there's a guy who showed up at a cubicle, and this boring guy who we haven't seen, I don't think we know him, I don't think he's recurring, is standing in his cubicle. And the little guy who's playing a farmer, he has like a hoe in his hand, would you say, Greg?
Yeah, he's got on overalls and a hoe in his hand.
Yeah, he goes... He outgrew his container, right? Kind of like a plant, I guess.
Well, the guy in the container seems to have very long legs. He seems to be tall.
He's tall. He's standing pretty far above his cubicle when he's in it. All right, second one. He's dragging this tall guy by his tie now with the hoe over his shoulder. And he's like, "I'll replant him in a big container with a door." And then in the third frame, you see Dilbert with a bald, like, I guess, coworker or manager. And they're looking through a door at a nice office. And there's the tall guy leaning back with his hands behind his head and, like, his legs stretched out. And the bald guy's like, "Why do tall guys always get picked?" And Dilbert, with the punchline, bringing this all home, goes, "I'm sure there's a good reason." And there you have it. You cannot get that time back. It's gone.
That time's gone.
It's worth zero.
You could have been playing with your child. You could have been helping your wife make some dinner.
You could have been like, "Mike's starting to go read a Dilbert. Why don't I go do push-ups or something less painful? That'll be good for me."
Although I have to say, tall guys always do get the boss job, you know? There's such an advantage in life to being a tall man.
This resonated with Greg.
Remember Jim, what's his name at Telepictures?
Paratori?
Jim Paratori. Only reason that guy was in charge was he was tall.
He wasn't. I was taller. He wasn't. No, this is Greg, by the way. All right, since you brought that up.
Well,
in
I'm
the
5 foot
same job,
7 3/4, so what?
In the same job. This is Greg's wondering why maybe other people are getting bigger offices. In the same job, he calls me and goes, "How do you get porn off a computer?" And I'm like, "What?" And it's because this was the day Greg found out he was just fired, and he knows they keep the laptop that he's been using, and they will search it trying to get out of paying him. And it was wall-to-wall porn on his work computer.
Which, by the way, it's impossible to scrub it. Impossible to scrub it of porn. But what you can do, I figured out, is pour a large Coca-Cola across the keyboard, which I did.
Those damn tall guys getting the promotions. Why not me?
Oh, you tell me Paratori didn't have porn on that fucking computer? Are you kidding me? At least mine was not. Or am I gonna say anymore? The guy's dead.
There we go.
Let him live in peace.
Live.
All right, now Dagwood's in bed with Blondie. They both have laptops open. Do you notice they're both Apple computers? Do you think there's any branding going on? Do you think that there's a payoff from Apple on this?
I think they're iPads, yeah.
Wow. It's just amazing to me is this guy sitting there with a laptop in bed. The only time any normal guy is in bed with a laptop when he's next to a woman who's a fucking 10 is so that they can put on some thruple porn or something that would take this to the next level. And instead he goes, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Second frame, to fill them with barbecue beef brisket, seasoned sirloin tips, and iced sugar cookies. She goes, I don't think that's how the story goes, honey. He goes, it is when you're hungry. Are you a child? Are you a fat child? Like, if you were to close your eyes and picture Dagwood, he would be a homosexual fat kid. Not a young, thin man.
Yeah.
Look at her.
He's also in bed with her, and he's talking about hung and stuffed. Like,
and
come
sugar.
On.
Tips. He's talking about tips.
Yeah.
And ice.
And he's hungry.
She can make all of it dirty. Oh, Dagwood. All right, listen, folks, we did it. This was a difficult podcast to get out. We hope that you enjoyed it as much as we did.
I'm not confident it's going to get out. You have to send your audio files from South Africa.
I've got 11% left on my computer. The electricity was out for the last 24 hours in this place.
Wow,
and
why?
We're going to try to get it out. I don't know, because it's rolling blackouts in Cape Town. They do
because
rolling blackouts to save power. Yeah, to save power.
We're about, I don't know if any of our listeners are actually around Tennessee, where I'm going on Tuesday. Apparently, we're in for a crazy Arctic chill.
Ooh.
Like people are talking about the generators. Oh, and an ice storm, maybe.
Damn.
But the Northeast also. Let me look up New York while you're saying goodbye and doing our business. I'll look up the temperature in the Northeast.
Well, I will be performing. I just lined up a gig here in Cape Town, South Africa. You believe that shit? My sister-in-law is a big wig in TV, and she knows some big South African comedians. So they invited me to headline a show here at a place called the Armchair Theater. That's Sunday night. Sunday night, the 6th of December, or is it the 5th? The 5th? Tonight.
Well, January.
If you're listening in South Africa, tonight the 5th, I'll be at the Armchair. Come out and watch some comedy. My whole family will be
when
out
are
there
you
with
back
me.
Stateside?
I am back on the 8th.
Wow, that's a
January.
Long trip.
Where are you on the 8th?
What's the 8th? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think I'm in Tennessee.
There you
go. But, you know, it's not that cold, but Boston's going down, you know, a lot of days in a row with the lows of 18 and 16.
Well, forget about there. L.A., I just looked, is going to be 40 degrees at night next week.
Yeah.
40 degrees in L.A.
Yeah, last night was pretty cold. It's mid-40s every day for a week at night, I should say. Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. I don't know if we gave a shout out to Midcoast Media, our editor, producers, social media promoters. They do it all. They did it all last year, as they do every year. Thank you, everybody over there.
Let's look up St. Louis. What do we think?
St. Louis is probably cold. That's where Midcoast, because it's midway up a coast. The coast of what?
Come on now, St. Louis. Okay. Thursday, 5 degrees.
Ooh.
At night. Thursday, it's 5 degrees at
Damn.
Night. This coming All Thursday. Right. They got snow today, Sunday. They got snow coming, y'all. I think it's
All
snow.
Right. All right. Well, listen, Mike, Happy New Year.
I thought we had more categories than that, but we can revisit it next week. I'm also going to look up what categories you missed.
Yep. And we're going to find out whether or not you doubting my math will cost you money.
A dollar. Hey, stay safe over there. Don't watch out. It's very dangerous down kids' pants. You never know what you're going to find down there, as you told us.
No, and there's crime. Somebody in our group got mugged at knife point by a gang on a hike. They were on a fucking hike.
What are you talking about?
There is my nephew Rowan's friend. Well, there are a couple, Wes and Tess, not making that up. He was a guy who was in the Navy SEAL program, almost made it, got cut at the end. So pretty tough guy. And they were hiking, and the muggers came up. They asked him what gang he was in because he's part Indian, so he's kind of dark-skinned. And he said he's not in a gang. And then they very politely robbed him and apologized at the end, saying, sorry we had to do this. And then they said, but this is a good thing. And then they asked Wes and Tess to give them each one shoe, which they threw over the side of the mountain and made them hike down with one shoe so they couldn't chase them.
Do they
took
take
their
the car
iPhones
keys?
To no, didn't take the car keys, but took the cell phones, asked for the ID numbers for the cell phones, and then took $5,000 from their PayPal account.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Didn't wow. take her wedding ring because they said they respect marriage. So they were not going to put a hand on her and were not going to take the wedding rings.
I don't need to work. Why aren't we doing that here in L.A.?
Taking wedding rings?
So many rich hikers in L.A. It's the capital of rich hikers.
I know. That was pretty
nuts.
Crazy. And then John, my brother-in-law, had a bunch of camping equipment, and it got stolen out of the driveway. It was a gated driveway, and they jumped over, and they took a lot of camping equipment.
You're missing crazy crime here. You've heard about it, right? Little acts of terror happening, popping up. But, hey, what do you think they would have done if the guy threw his cell phone over the ravine, like where the shoe went?
They both had knives out. Both the gang members had knives out.
Yeah, they don't sound like the killing type, but yeah, you can't risk that.
Nope, you do not risk that. Glad they didn't get hurt. Anyway, all right, Mike, say hi to Nikki for me. Good luck tonight at the Golden Globes. I hope it's as big a hit as the Tom Brady roast that you worked on this year or the Jeff Ross roast the year.
I read the stats. I don't think that Brady roast, good Lord. I still don't. Can't believe how many people watched it. There should be a setting on the phone that immediately kills your battery, and then you can be like, they'll still take it, then they'll charge it.
Right.
All right. I haven't solved this how to get out of that pickle.
All right. We'll
listen,
see you guys next week.
Enjoy the rest of your stay over there in the Southern Hemisphere.
Thank you, man.
And we'll see you when you get back. Best to the family.
All right. Best to yours. Love to Hannah.
Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, Happy New Year. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Sunday papers need a new song. I'll keep it sweet and I'll keep it strong like my love for you. Bring it. Read all about it. Sunday papers is about to start.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.